This call is being recorded.
Beloved family, we are all blessed to gather here in this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all the higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, for a moment, focus on your breathing, taking several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, in a rhythmic and gentle fashion. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go of the extremities of your body, letting go of any negative feelings, any thoughts, let that go. And if there is a thought that comes in, just let it be there and just wash right away. Just focus on relaxing, taking a deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all of the chakra centers. The original seven and the two that have become activated or reactivated within you. So now you have nine chakra centers, starting from just below your feet, the Earth Star Chakra, all the way up your spinal cord, all the way up until you move above your head to your Soul Star Chakra. All nine chakras now in perfect alignment and with their respective colors. Starting from the Earth Star Chakra, see that as a deep earth brown color. Dark brown as the earth. It's the dirt of the earth. And moving up, the root chakra, red, brilliant, bright, ruby red color. Moving up to your sacral chakra, orange. To your solar plexus area, brilliant yellow as the sun. To the heart center, deep blue-green. A high heart center that has become also reactivated, magenta. Chakra at the throat area, sky blue. A third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. And the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then Soul Star Chakra, just above your head, approximately a foot, pure brilliant white. If you take all of the chakra centers and their respective colors and raise those colors to the highest intensity that that color can be, each one, feel the vibration within those chakra centers now. For as you focus on each chakra and raise the intensity of the color, you're raising the vibration within that chakra center. And you're also raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, as well as your astral body. And since your etheric and astral are still within your physical, you are also raising the vibration within your physical body now as well. So feel your entire body now, physical, astral, and etheric, all vibrating higher and higher vibration, higher intensity, raising. And now as you focus back on the chakra centers and the perfect alignment of those chakras and the colors, the high intensity colors and vibration, see all of those chakras now coming together and forming together as one. For all of the colors coming together creates a brilliant white, as the white in the soul star chakra. So all coming together now in the soul star chakra. And you, in your conscious knowing self, just feel your conscious knowing self moving into that soul star chakra now. All of the chakras coming together. Now your etheric body and your astral body are in your soul star chakra, which now becomes your light body. Your light body, or your Merkaba light vehicle. And as a vehicle, it can travel. So you can now, your conscious knowing self within your light body, begin to rise up and rise up above your physical body. Become aware of your physical body sitting or laying there, and you now being separate from it, still connected, but separate from it, as you can move away freely and see your physical body now falling down below you. As you rise higher and higher up through the roof of the building you're in, or up into the sky, through the clouds, higher and higher, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And you become aware of all of the ships that are out here, the many millions of ships that surround the planet. And the consciousness within all of those ships, as well as the consciousness of the planets themselves in the solar system. Become aware of the great level of consciousness of these higher bodies out here, these heavenly bodies. And as you look back down now at the Earth, you see Gaia in all of her splendor. You see her as the beautiful blue planet that she is. So now you are looking in a higher vibrational frequency. You are looking at a fifth dimensional frequency, seeing her in fifth dimensional glory. True, there is still the third dimensional connection there. Look beyond now. See the way we see from the vantage point of the ships, just being above the Earth, and seeing her in her fifth dimensional expression. And as you're looking down now, see the great crystalline grid that surrounds the planet, that connects all of the sacred places along the planet, all of the vibrational frequency of the planet, connecting the ley lines, connecting the sacred points, the vortexes throughout the planet, light freely flowing through this crystalline grid now, or the Christ consciousness grid, the grid that indeed has been reconnected now, so that no longer can dark forces, no longer can dark energy impose itself on this grid. The grid is free now, free to freely let the light flow through all areas of the planet. you, those of you that have been doing this meditation each and every Sunday for some time, you are the ones that have in many ways created this connection, along with all of the others, groups and individuals throughout the planet that have worked on this grid. So see the connection now, light freely flowing through all of the power points around the planet, connecting directly to the planet, creating light everywhere on the planet. Whatever darkness there would be, see that being replaced by the light or illuminated by the light. So wherever there is darkness, just a simple pinpoint of light illuminates that darkness. But now light everywhere, see light everywhere, connecting to all areas. And also connecting to the crystalline structure within the earth, those great crystals. See them rising now, rising up through the surface of the planet in the higher vibrational frequencies. They cannot rise until the vibrational frequency and consciousness raises enough to allow the crystalline structures to be once again with man. As you're looking at this scene, see the beauty everywhere. See the beautiful waters, the beautiful blue waters of the oceans, the rivers, all completely clean, no more pollution, crystalline clean, crystalline clear. And the energy, feel the air, the energy. Feel it everywhere. Higher frequency energy. Just as you feel after a rainstorm. Now multiply that 100 times over. How you will feel after the great changeover. Now, as you begin to move back to your physical form and you bring your astral and etheric body back in your light body, let your light body just merge back in with your physical form. Your astral and etheric body merged back in with your physical body. The light, see the light and feel the energy moving through your body, through all areas of your body, freeing up any obstacles, any energy obstacles, meridians, energy meridians flowing freely through your body, relieving any pain anywhere within your body. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Archangel Michael. I come to be with you at this time, in these times of continuing great change. And yes, indeed, those three words that were given for this discussion this morning, grace for impact. What does that mean? Well, it meant many different things to all of you. Grace for impact. For those times are coming where you have been preparing for this for some time now. not only this lifetime, but you have been preparing for this for many lifetimes here. From the time you first volunteered to come here to this planet and be a part of this evolution, you have been preparing for these moments that are upon you now. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, you have moved through the planet, creating the 3D evolution that was here. But now, all of you are here to create the new evolution of the fourth and fifth dimensional experience. But what does it take to do that? It takes intention. It takes your intention. Your intention to bring about these changes or allow the changes to happen. Embrace the changes as they come. So it is not only bracing for impact, for as some of you realize, it is also embracing the impact, embracing the changes that are coming, embracing one another through the process, preparing one another for the process of ascension. These are those times you have all been waiting for, all been readying for. It is up to each and every one of you to continue to hold the line here. Hold the understanding of what is to come and what is happening right now. The truth coming forward in so many from so many different directions and so many different sources. And you being able to discern that truth. Is it truth or is it mistruth? Or misunderstanding? Or mistrust? For you have heard so many times, trust. Trust the plan. But not only trust the plan, trust in yourselves to understand the plan. The plan is for all of you. The plan is for all of you that are moving through this ascension. So be ready for it. Be ready for the impact that is coming. Just as if you were on one of your airplanes. And we've been telling you for some time to fasten your seat belts. Well, why do you fasten your seat belts? You fasten them so just in case there is any rocky movement, you are safe. Well, there has been rocky movement and you have had your seat belts fastened. But as you come closer to impact, you do need to brace yourself for that. Brace yourself for what is coming. For some, for many, it will be tumultuous. They will see and feel, in many cases, the negativity, the fear, the agony, the suffering. But those of you that have been preparing for this and ready to embrace the changes that are coming, you will do exactly that. You will see the beauty in all of this, the beauty in the great universal plan. Many of you are already seeing this, already prepared to accept this as it comes forward. The truth can cut both ways. The sword can cut both ways. Can cut for those that are not ready for this and will not be ready for this. And it can cut them down to the bottom of their being. Or it can show the truth, the sword of truth. And that is what all of you are preparing yourselves for, to receive the truth and to know the truth as it comes forward. and to be the ones that are bringing it forward. You are the ones that are collapsing this 3D evolution or this 3D illusion. You are the ones that are bringing this down. You, the boots on the ground, and all of the alliance and what you call the white hats, working together. But you have to understand that the alliance is not only here on the earth. The alliance is all of your galactic friends. Your brothers and sisters are here to help the entire process, to bring you through this. So you have a great many working together to bring these changes about. And very, very few comparatively working against it. You are many, they are few. You are the truth. They are the mistruth. I am Archangel Michael, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you hold my mighty sword of truth and continue to sever any psychic ties that may try to hold you down to this earth. Hold you down to the third dimensional earth. For you are no longer a part of the third dimensional earth and the third dimensional illusion. You are already all in the fourth dimension and rising higher and higher with every moment that you continue to move through in this life. Trust, my brothers and sisters, trust in yourselves and indeed trust in the great universal plan. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to the oneness that is here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to continue with this understanding, this helping you to understand who you are and what this all about, and to prepare you for these great changes that are in your midst right now as you are indeed moving through that storm. And eventually, just as any storm, hurricane, tornado, whatever it is, any storm eventually comes to an end, eventually dissipates. Well, eventually this storm will also do so, and it will be replaced. Just as when a storm has passed and you feel the energy in the air, you are going to feel this, as Archangel Michael said, and as many have been saying, you will feel the great energies. You will feel them throughout your entire body. It will make your entire body just vibrate with higher energy and love and higher consciousness. All of this is coming, but do not just wait for it. Be ready for it and live your life along the way within each moment. Find each moment of joy that you can be in joy in every moment as you continue to move through these great changes and prepare yourselves more and more for the great awakening and then your great ascension. We are ready for your questions if you have them. Would there be any questions here? You can unmute your phone. Yes.
You're talking about the storm, and
yes.
Pretty much with every storm, there's a eye of the storm where it the exact center of it. Just wondering
yes.
if we're anywhere close to that.
You have been in the eye of the storm for some time. Whenever you can focus on being in that. You can also focus on being out in the storm as well, as many are doing now. They are seeing the negativity. They are feeling the fear. They are not understanding why their world is falling apart. But you are understanding why your world is indeed coming together and rising higher and higher in love expression. That is what is happening here. And that is what we have been working with all of you to bring you to that point where you can see the beauty all around you rather than feel the fear as many are doing. Okay, Shoshana.
We do not add here.
Very good. Would there be other questions here? Any other questions? If not, then we are going to have a fairly quick ending here. Nothing further? Very good. Then, Shoshana, do you have any parting message for those here?
I do not.
Very good. Then we are going to end this part of the call then. And we just simply say, as you have been feeling here and hearing here today, to brace and embrace for the changes that are coming. Prepare for impact. Embrace the impact as it comes forward. It is going to be, we will just say, quite interesting as you continue to move forward. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.